For the first time in half a century, nearly every member of the American Ballet Theatre traveled to Cuba recently. The president has tried to loosen travel restrictions between the two countries, so you'd be forgiven for thinking this was an official visit for purposes of cultural diplomacy. It wasn't. The dancers just didn't want to miss a birthday party. That is Themes and Variations, a work that was written for the American Ballet Theatre back in the 1940s. It was first performed in New York by a rising young star, Cuban dancer Alicia Alonso. 70 years later, the performance takes place in Havana, Cuba. And Alicia Alonso, who turns 90 next month, is the guest of honor.
This standing room only crowd inside the Karl Marx Theater in Havana exudes the excitement of a wrestling match. In Cuba, ballet is a popular mass culture art form, and that's largely because of the woman being honored here. Alicia Alonso, with the full support of Fidel Castro, brought dance from elitism to Cuban communism. Today, Alonso is nearly blind, but she still runs her internationally acclaimed Cuban National Ballet. Here she is speaking to the BBC's Michael Voss.
What is the secret of the success of Cuban ballet?
There's no secret. Either you dance well or you don't dance well. If they don't dance well, I make them work. And they are artists. You dance because you like it. If you don't like it, you better don't dance.
The stage is packed for a warm-up practice session here. Among the American Ballet's cast are two Cuban-born stars. Xiomara Reyes left the island 18 years ago. This is the first opportunity she's had to come home.
It's extremely emotional. Everything going together, I'm very, very nervous and wishing to deliver the best I can. And coming back, I was touched by how beautiful and interesting this country is.
It is a cultural event.
Yes.
But are there political overtones? Do you see yourselves as ambassadors? What about you?
Well, artists are as artists. We are ambassadors of a way of expressing. Well, we are ambassadors of expression, of love, of sharing.
The Cuban ballet is best known for its traditional interpretations of the classics. For decades, they've been restricted to the island without a lot of cultural exchange. Principal dancer Vince Valdez is starring in both Swan Lake and Giselle at this year's festival, but she's thrilled at the idea of opening the doors for more cultural détente.
That's fantastic. You can compare and you can have here other dancers. They can show what they do, so we can also show how we dance. So we can show our Cuban technique, and then we can compare, and then we can see all them. So it's really a wonderful moment. So we can have all together here, and it's perfect for us.
A wonderful moment that's happening more and more under the Obama administration. American jazz bands and pop groups are touring in Cuba. Cuban artists are coming to the States. While the Department of State haggles over passport restrictions and trade policy, the diplomats of the stage have settled their differences. Some things are more important than travel restrictions, like ballet, music, and 90th birthday parties.
On the line with us now is Rachel Moore, Executive Director of the American Ballet Theatre. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how exciting has this trip been for the ABT?
Oh, we were thrilled to be able to go to Cuba. The dancers were beyond excited. I think everyone understood that this was a huge opportunity for us to go to a place we hadn't been in many, many years and to connect with some really wonderful artists.
And the honoring of Alicia Alonso, what do you think her contribution is worldwide? I mean, certainly the contributions inside Cuba are evident everywhere you went.
Well, her contributions are twofold. She was one of the premier dancers in the 40s and 50s and 60s, and she really raised the standard of excellence in dance while she was a performer. And she has continued that in her work in the National Ballet of Cuba, creating a company and school of an extremely high level and training dancers who, you know, force all of us to, work a little harder and dance a little better.
Hmm. You know, it's a sort of a delicate question thinking about Cuba. And, of course, the trade embargo still exists even after all these years. But I'm wondering if you go to Havana and, you know, you look at the sort of flash time machine, you know, the old cars that people always talk about that are still there from the 1950s. If the real lesson, getting away from politics, is if you make a top-down commitment to culture, you really get quality, whatever the politics are. And that's sort of the story of the Cuban National Ballet.
Absolutely. They have the ballet is a point of enormous pride for the people of Cuba, and they have certainly put a lot of resources into it. And it's interesting going there. The arts are absolutely revered, and artists are absolutely revered. And it's a wonderful environment for the arts to thrive.
What's the lesson for the United States, do you think, with so many struggling arts organizations here in the U.S.?
Well, I think that, you know, the arts are truly important to as a reflection of a community. And I, of course, would love to see there be more investment in the arts by certainly our government, because I think that it really does reflect who we are and how will we be remembered.
Do you have any idea what dance tickets cost down there in Havana?
We were told it was the equivalent of 50 cents.
Man, don't you love that? Don't you
love that? Well, they don't get paid a lot.
That's right, that's right. Well, Rachel Moore, Executive Director of the American Ballet Theater, when do you think you go back?
We would love to go back, and they expressed great interest in having us back. We'll just need to figure out how.
All right, just back from Havana, Rachel Moore, Executive Director of the American Ballet Theater. Thanks so much.
Thank you.